gaining control. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine's troops are not allowing Russians to retreat without a fight.
Officials in Ukraine say their forces have retaken control of areas near Kyiv as Russians retreat from around the capital. President Zelensky says Russian troops are creating a, quote, catastrophic situation, leaving explosive mines around homes, military equipment, and even inside bodies. Zelensky said his country's forces are also regaining control of areas near Chernihiv and are strengthening their defenses in the east. Zelensky says he believes Russia's goal is to seize the Donbas region and the southern part of the country.
Fox's Aisha Hosni in Poland. The former boyfriend of a missing Florida woman is now in custody.
Police in Tennessee charged Marcus Spanavella with tampering with evidence, giving false information concerning a missing persons investigation and destruction of evidence. His arrest comes almost a week after 37-year-old Carly Cassie was last seen with Spanavella in a Florida restaurant. The two have a daughter together. Police later recovered Cassie's vehicle with her purse inside.
Fox's Ann Carrick. Former President Trump addressed the Biden administration's plan to get rid of Title 42, a policy to prevent the spread of COVID-19 from migrants at the border.
With this foolhardy plan to end Title 42, Biden will be opening the floodgates to a far greater extent than even now. And we will be deluged by illegal immigration.
Trump, at a rally in Michigan, he said when he left office, he handed the Biden administration the most secure border in the country's history. The men's college basketball championship game is set. Kansas will face North Carolina. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another legal twist involving New York's former governor.
Andrew Cuomo is suing New York State's Ethics Commission in a running dispute over his earnings from a book about his efforts during the COVID-19 pandemic. He's accusing the Joint Commission on Public Ethics of violating his constitutional rights. The commission granted approval for Cuomo's book deal back in July of 2020 after being told that Cuomo would not use state personnel or resources. A state assembly investigation later found that was not the case, and the Joint Commission ordered Cuomo to turn over the proceeds. Andrew Cuomo's camp saying any state employees involved used personal time. A commission spokesperson has declined to comment. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
President Biden commissioned a nuclear attack submarine at the dock in Wilmington, Delaware. The commissioning of the USS Delaware was delayed 2 years because of the pandemic. There's a massive brush fire in the Florida Everglades that's only growing.
The smoke is getting pretty dark. It's been progressing, and we can spot some hot spots along the way. Now, with the lack of rain in this area and the hot temperatures, this fire, named the L-30 fire, has taken over 12,000 acres of land here in the Everglades. The good news is currently homes and businesses are not in danger, but communities on the east side of this fire might be seeing some ash in the air and also accumulating on some surfaces like their cars and the streets as well. The Florida Forest Service says it started Tuesday night with about 100 acres, growing to now the 12,000.
Fox Weather's Brandy Campbell. A peregrine falcon with two eggs who lives atop the bell tower at the University of California, Berkeley, lost her mate this week, but already found herself a new partner. A group called Cal Falcons monitors the birds and says a new mate has come in to adopt the chicks. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.